This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Football Friday.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Friday morning at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa, Atlantic City. Oh, I feel like I haven't seen you all week.
Yeah, next week's
Next week's worse.
Three games.
Al is now governed by the hockey schedule, and man, there's a lot of fine hockey being played in this town. God bless you for wanting to endure that. We have a remarkable radio program for you today. As great as yesterday's appeared to be, this has all the promises of being just as good, if not better. 9 o'clock today, Al. We have on this show, courtesy of Sydney Webster and Rhea Hughes, Mr. Trey Turner.
That was all Cindy. Cool.
He is on the show at 9 o'clock today. And I guess I should go through the route. There's been a couple of minor roster changes. Al is back today. Rhea's back at the station, keeping track of everything back there. Ava Graham's out today. And who do we have in there? Dan Wilson?
Dan Wilson, yes.
We got Dan Wilson. Here, in our engineer today is not Dave Breitmeyer. It is Kyle Quinn.
That kid.
And we have added to the group today the immortal, phenomenal Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Immortal. You know what the only question there really is for Trey Turner?
Yeah.
Does he know the lyrics yet?
To a dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that song. Asking him that. I do not try to shame our new players. I welcome them with open arms.
I bet you he knows them.
No, he doesn't know them. Here's the thing. We have a lot to do today. We have Mike Lombardi coming up at 7 to talk about a very intriguing game Sunday at the Meadowlands. We have the Hall of Famer Dick Vermeil on at 8 o'clock to look at his computer and tell us who's going to win. Trey Turner's out at 9, and we're going up to New York at 9:25 for a man who is in battle right now, Al, in a major feud with the former WIP of Craig Carton. John Jastrzemski is coming out with us to tell us, I don't even think they know. Rhea Hughes uncovered this.
Yeah.
And then I sprung it on Jason Kelce yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Daboll and Nick Sirianni. Brian Daboll and Jalen Hurts have history.
Ah.
See, even Marcus Hayes didn't know it. Daboll is the one who benched, or Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He benched Hurts for Tua.
Tua.
In the 2018 championship game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a revenge factor that we will explore a little later in the show. But I want to start right now at Turner, because Al, he hit 21 home runs during the regular season, and he hit another one yesterday, didn't he?
Did he say
all the right things?
All the right things. It was really good. It was really friendly.
I am always fascinated when someone chooses the East Coast over the West Coast. Because a lot of guys don't do that. They like the warmer weather. They like the laid-back style.
They grew up there, a lot of them, yeah.
A lot of them grew up there. No, he likes this. His wife had a big say in it. It's a phenomenal story. And I just want to take you through some of the highlights. As he was introduced yesterday, and one of the first things, what do you think it's like to suddenly sign a contract that guarantees you $300 million? What is that like? I know you don't know. Nobody ever gave that. What is that like? Do you ever go, even when I was a kid and I had all these imaginary games I was playing, it never ended with me getting $300 million.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, is that a do you ever sit back, maybe later today, you'll go, he's done all the interviews now, and he goes, oh, my God, I'm really rich.
Really rich.
$300 million. But Dave Dombrowski, who landed the big one was very enthusiastic yesterday, Al, and here's how he began the big news cut.
It's a very exciting day for the Philadelphia Phillies organization, our fans of the organization.
Right, and then he described why he paid this guy $300 million.
We're very happy to add to me one of the best players in Major League Baseball, an exciting player, add so much to our organization, well-respected. I can't believe the number of times I've had people, not only now, but over the last few years, and for me in my career, saying, geez, the most exciting player in baseball I ever watched is Trey Turner. Is there any way you can make Trey Turner a Philadelphia Philly?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're at that spot that we're able to do it.
All right. If you're looking for a Trey Turner jersey, Al, he will be wearing number 7.
Nice.
He likes number 7. Anyway, and then he really got to the nub of it. Dave explained who he thanked here. It tells you everything.
Of course, thank you for the person that makes this most responsible happen and for doing what we're doing in our organization and supporting us every step of the way is our main person and individual from an ownership perspective is John Middleton. John, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for $300
million. Sounded like Joe Biden.
Rhea, yes. Here's the thing. Yes. All right? So you're a billionaire. You made your money in cigars and stuff. It still can't be easy to just say, $300 million, buy him. It can't be easy, right?
Well, it is if you want that championship back like he's claimed.
All right, and I will just say, I was talking during the Something Show about stupid money. You want Al? Do you know the Padres? This, by the way, is my stat. No one else has reported this.
Right.
The Padres, over the 3 days of the baseball meetings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, offered contracts totaling over $1 billion.
Yeah.
I know these guys are billionaires, but do you ever say, you know what, I'm a billionaire. I'm going to spend $1 billion this week? Yeah. Come on.
Well,
this money's nuts.
Yeah, and the tax is what's nuts. You're not getting that back.
Oh, the tax. I don't even think about it. Now, when you're making $300 million.
No, I mean the luxury.
Oh, the luxury tax.
Yeah,
that's
money you're not going to,
No, you're not going to get that. God knows what that actually is.
$1 billion.
Yeah, $1 billion. And he did it, and God bless him for doing it, because if I was that rich, I think I'd just play it safe.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do this.
Still
I
tell have all your these confirmation owners, money.
I tell the owners to do it, right? But I'm not sure I would do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Would you do it?
That's what the Pirates do.
The Pirates do it.
Yeah,
they just pocket the money.
$30 million payroll every year.
So when somebody overpays, when somebody goes over the luxury tax, it goes into a pool, and the lesser teams get a cut of that. So they make money
That would be you.
I would be in the other end.
Angela would be the welfare team.
Enjoy my beautiful ballpark and give me my cut.
That's right.
Anyway, let's get to Turner himself because the reasons he picked this is where it gets real interesting about who the heroes are in this story. Here was Trey Turner explaining why he picked Philly.
I was lucky enough to have some good offers on the table and tough consideration. But money wasn't, necessarily the number one option for us. Obviously, it plays a part. We just pictured ourselves here. I pictured myself in this uniform. She pictured living here and having family come and visit. We pictured playing with, Bryce and Schwarber and a lot of those guys on the team now. Kevin Long. It just seemed like a lot of things added up. This place is fun to play. I watched a lot of the playoff games, and this place was rocking. So we felt really comfortable and really happy and. We're really excited about it.
All right, understand, Marcus, he walked away from an extra $42 million. The Padres paid, I think it was one more year, a $342. And he said, no, $300 is enough. No. I don't want to get piggish here. And and his wife, Kristen, had a ton to do with it because she comes from Flemington, which is like an hour outside of here, and she wanted to come back to East Coast. Would you be able to walk away from $42 million extra?
If I was making $300 on the front.
You would, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I guess.
I don't know if I'd be able to walk away from San Diego and for. I mean, San Diego is, and that ballpark is gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere bad to live in San Diego.
No, there isn't.
For like an hour and an hour and a half around the area. It's just, it's where you go to escape.
So why would he do it?
East Coast people are different. They just are. They like, it's okay to go visit there, but I would never want to live there.
All right, I get it, and I kind of agree with that because I've had a couple of chances, and I didn't take them. But here's the thing, right? When you're When you're deciding to come back in the division where you won your championship, he was in Washington when he did that. When you're making that kind of decision, there's other factors, right? And those are the things that are interesting to me, why he would do that. And I'm going to start, Al, with the number one thing, and that's the owner. Owners, you know what we're learning right now at this Secrets in Philadelphia Sports? Owners are the biggest factor. Because, Al, the owner's got to say yes to that money.
Yeah.
And now a lot of owners would not say yes to that money. They would not make that kind of an investment.
Right.
They just there's other ways we could do it. We don't have to go over the luxury tax. We might be able to do this otherwise. So it starts with Middleton.
John, he, thank me, you very much.
He's the big guy. Yeah. All right. Then secondly, Al, is Harper. But as you were saying this before, and I couldn't agree with you more, signing Harper 330 4 years ago, right now?
Yeah.
That may be the greatest free agent signing the city ever made.
It's unbelievable, the difference.
It keeps paying dividends.
Yep.
People want to play with them. He recruits them. He puts pressure on the ownership at the front office to make these moves.
Yeah.
He was during it, Turner said he was in constant communication with Harper and to a lesser degree, Schwarber, who he also played with.
I disagree with Middleton, number one.
Yeah.
I think Dombrowski's number one.
You want Dombrowski? Well, to me, Dombrowski did not have the $300 million, so I'm going where the money is. But here's Turner talking about a commitment to winning.
Playing on a winning team was really important, and an organization that wants to try to win championships for not just 1 year, but a long time. And John and these guys, Dave, have committed to that, and that was a factor. They were playing really good baseball at the end of the season. It looked not only fun for the players, but for the fans. It seemed like there's kind of that family aspect, and they were in it together, and I think that was more what jumped out to me is how much fun the players were having and the fans together than anything. And you know, you could hear it through your TV how loud the stadium was, and I played here many times, but I don't know if I've ever seen it like that.
That was awesome. The third factor.
That was so good.
The fans recruited.
Oh, that series was that the postseason fans recruited was tremendous.
Do you know how
right through the TV?
One of the biggest shocks I've ever experienced doing this job is the way that flipped in September.
Yes.
How
caught on.
Half the fans, half the seats were empty. Everybody was shrugging. They won the first round against the Cardinals, and the city went nuts.
It was great.
I couldn't have predicted it because it ended up becoming a great recruitment tool for free agents.
It was.
They saw the electricity. They went, I want to be there. I want to do that. Oh, look, there's Schwarber, there's Harper.
Dancing,
I played with them.
Dancing in the locker room.
It was crazy. And then in the end, Turner said the bet comes down to himself.
Mm-hmm. I bet on myself all the time. That's kind of why me and my family are in this situation is I kind of bet on myself every step of the way. And I'm a competitor. I hate losing, whether it's, you know, like board game, whatever it may be. I don't like losing. So I think I'm going to compete for as long as I possibly can as the highest level I can, and I'll just bet on myself every step of the way. And, you know, I put effort into it, and I take it seriously. So I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't plan too far ahead, maybe even other than this contract, but I don't plan too far ahead. I try to focus on the day, and I think that, you know, focusing on what's right in front of you, I think will help you in that long run.
Rhea, the new guy hit a home run.
There was no question about
right?
it.
That was
he said
his 22nd.
Everything right.
He did. He and you know what?
And
you
it's
could tell,
and it seemed genuine. That's what was cool
that's
about
the thing.
It.
Some of it's rehearsed when you hear that. Not with him. You could see it was genuine, that it was coming from where he wanted to be, and he wanted to be here. So I congratulate Middleton. I congratulate Dombrowski. I congratulate Harper and Schwarber.
Yep.
And then I congratulate the fans because in the end you helped recruit them too.
Absolutely.
Great
honestly, I think you're backwards.
Fans first?
Fans, I mean,
I'll take it.
It's the fans created that energy and that atmosphere that just doesn't exist in baseball like that. It was like the fourth quarter of a playoff football game for nine innings.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Fans had a lot to do with it. Let's go to the phones here. Dave, the Say What guy's going to kick us off today. Hi, David.
Hey. Good morning, Ant. Hey, Ant, first I want to tell you, you know, me and AB putting something together for you, man, for
you
your
are.
Retirement. We ain't gonna tell you what it is, but it's gonna be great.
And, is it football or is it baseball?
And listen, we're not going to tell you, man. We're not going to tell you.
Al, the Say What guy's playing coy on me.
Here we go.
All right, Say What guy. What else you got, Dave?
Hey, listen, Ange. I love what the Phillies doing, man. I love. And, you know, they just had their shine a few months back, man. I can't steal the shine from the Eagles right now, man.
Yeah.
And I just think that they're going to finish out strong, bro. They're going to really finish out strong.
I hope so, Dave. Because this is the thing. When you're 11-1, you know, I realize, Dave, I feel more pressure because you have that great record. In other words, I don't want to ruin it. You know, I don't want to go up to the medal. And that one loss with Washington still stuck with me. I'm still seeing the missed face mask. Still thinking we should have a perfect record. Isn't there more pressure when you have a great record?
Yeah, but I think the Eagles now, after what they did with Henry and his team, I think for the rest of the season, man, they're coming out strong. You're hearing it from me again.
Right,
I'm being
Dave.
Another analyst.
All right, Dave. Dave, I hope you're right. And all I can say is every game I get nervous now, Al. I do think the Eagles will win, but I'm nervous.
Well, you should be. It's a division.
It's a division game. You know what it is? They played so well against the Titans that you say to yourself, will they, you know, stop tackling well? Will they special teams revert? You know, all the things they did
great. I have a cut for you coming up in my update from
Tiki
Barber.
You have a cut in the update?
That's going to make you very happy.
All right. Everybody, listen for Rhea's update. When we return, we'll give you the question of the day. And I need to talk to people that are going to try to take over the Meadowlands. Because, Al,
won't be hard.
You know, I got to tell you something, Al. Philadelphia's taken over other major cities far away.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times they've taken over the Meadowlands. This is one you can take over and make it a home game.
Yeah, they're a bad fan base. They're quiet.
Yeah, they are quiet by nature, but they might feel a threat here with the Eagles coming in. And the game for the Giants is huge on Sunday. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 660.
Water heater worries? No problem. Just call Horizon Services. Horizon has technicians at the ready to service or replace your old water heater today. Easily book online now at horizonservices.com using the Easy Book Scheduler and enjoy hot water today guaranteed. Plus, Horizon's trucks fully stock, ready for any plumbing service today. Horizon provides professional, expert plumbing services such as garbage disposal, sump pumps, plumbing fixture installs, and more today, even clogged drains. Horizon Services clears your drains the same day. Now, your friends and neighbors have trusted the number one rated plumbing team for years. It's your turn. What are you waiting for? Horizon, ready to solve all your plumbing worries the same day. Call 800-999-1995 today or visit HorizonEasyBook.com to book in 30 seconds. Brought to you by MHS Lift. Programming note, New Philly Trey Turner will be on the WIP morning show at 9 a.m. following his official introduction to Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley limited in practice for the Giants as they get ready to host the Eagles Sunday. Barkley reported to have a neck issue after getting off to a hot start. Much like the Giants team, Barkley's production has dipped the last three games. WFAN's Tiki Barber says going against this Eagles defense will not be easy.
They're second in sacks. They got 42 sacks. They got three guys with more than five sacks on that defense. The Eagles do. Like, they get after you everywhere. They're number one in interceptions, 15 interceptions on the season. Philly is the best team in football, period.
MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership. Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Bud Light. Sunny, a high of 47. It is currently 37. Join Ava Graham at Island Pizza in Douglasville this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York this Sunday. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, welcome back. 6:22 live at the Ball Garden. It's a football Friday. We got a lot of baseball today, too, because Trey Turner made his introduction to the city. He will be on our show at 9 o'clock today. And Al, he made a great first impression.
Yes.
Great first impression. We have a couple of questions of the day, and this will really resolve it because I got to be honest, during the break, Marcus and I are having a little debate about who was the determining factor in the decision by Turner. Here is Dan Wilson with our first question.
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find new roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. What was the number one reason Trey Turner chose to sign with the Phillies? Money, wife, Harper, fans.
All good. His wife had a lot to do with it, too. Money, come on, $300 million. The fans, you say the fans, right?
I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like it in any city during, and I covered the Yankees-Red Sox series back in the early 2000s. I've never seen anything like it, and I was in San Diego, and it just wasn't the same. And he knows it wasn't the same in D.C. either.
And Harper, Al, with all due respect to Dombrowski, Harper is a very effective assistant GM.
Yeah.
He is helping make these moves. Somebody else got to put the money in, but he's courting them.
Yeah.
He's bringing them here.
I'm not sure he's the assistant.
Well, all right, maybe he's the GM.
That's a good point.
Whatever works, whatever. Now, I just got to ask this because, Marcus, you go to these games in person to cover them for TheAcquirer.com. Do the Eagle fans usually take over the Meadowlands the way they do
Jets
Chicago,
games.
Miami?
Jets games.
They Jets
take
games. Them,
when they play the Jets, they take over. But the Meadowlands, I mean, Giants fans are reluctant to sell their tickets. They're kind of last-minute decision people. Mm. And they do show up. They don't show out, but they do show up. And they're really expensive. The Giants tickets are really expensive. So
all
that said, it'll be tough for them to take over the Meadowlands, especially now. I mean, the Giants are good. People are going to come. It's supposed to be a pretty nice day, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're 100 miles away. What's that, Rhea?
I thought it was supposed to rain later
in
the game.
There is a chance for some showers, which, frankly, that doesn't worry me that much.
In December, yeah, I mean.
You know what I learned about Hurts? That stuff doesn't bother him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes right past that stuff. That's what's so great about having a low-maintenance franchise quarterback. But if you're out there and you're going, could you please check in with me? We are going to now, Al, this is always a great moment every week. I love when this happens. Ladies and gentlemen, the great sign man, John. Hi, John.
Good morning. Good morning. We have the best fans. We've said it forever. It's not a denial.
All right, now,
fans across America.
Have you ever gone to an Eagles game at the Meadowlands, John?
Yes.
You
Marcus
have.
Marcus is right. You're not taking over that stadium.
No.
I'm trying now.
Right.
It's not a matter of money. Those people just go to the games. They're not many people are giving up those tickets.
Yeah, and they've always had an incredibly long waiting list, and these tickets are handed down from generation to generation. I guess they care even when their teams stink. But they don't stink, and I'm a little nervous. What are you feeling about this game, Simon John?
I mean, we're the better team. The Eagles season, this is maybe the most important game of the year, because you would think, again, anything's possible. You probably win next week. If you win today, you go into Dallas with a two-game lead. A win, obviously, it's over. You rest the last 2 weeks, and you can afford to lose on Christmas Eve, and it's not a miserable Christmas because you still got a one-game lead with two games at home to finish out the season. Most important game of the year.
That is a great analysis, John. Seriously. I want you to hear something that was said by a former Giant that Rhea played during the update. And Rhea was very excited to hear. Here is former Giants running back Tiki Barber. Tiki, what do you think of the Eagles?
Philly is the best team in football, period.
Wow. They're saying it now. You don't hear that very often, John.
We are the best team right now. I mean, if you look across the board, there's maybe a better player at certain positions than the Eagles have, but across the board, considering everything, we're the best team in football. But again, we want to be the best team on February 13th or whatever the date is, not today.
I'm with you. John, could you get us ready for Sunday?
I'm ready for this one. This is the stretch run now, Ange.
Yep. Let's hear it, John. We're ready.
DeSean Jackson, Brian Westbrook, Clyde Simmons, Bednarik Gifford, Herman Edwards, and Joe Pisarcik. Players and plays that forever altered how football teams everywhere handle the clock. There is no rivalry in all of sports that has had more bizarre, memorable, and miracle endings than the Philadelphia Eagles and New York Giants. You are looking live at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The Giants, under energetic first-year coach Brian Daboll, have outperformed expectations, with a playoff berth looking more and more imminent. The Eagles, currently the NFC's number one seed, continue to hold off all competitors, with both the Vikings and Cowboys breathing down their backs. Could the Eagles be in store for another Christmas miracle? Or will it be another statement that the road to Super Bowl 56 runs through Philly?
Wow. I don't know how you do it every week, John. That's a talent. That's a talent, my friend. I wish the game was starting right now. You're awesome.
The games are big now. There's no room for error. This sets the stage for the Super Bowl run. Most important game of the year.
We love you, John. Thank you, pal. All right, that's Simon John. Before I go back, Al, you weren't here with us yesterday. I want to share something with you.
All right.
This was a beautiful moment, all right? We had Ruben Amaro Jr. as a host. By the way, Marcus, do you sing at all?
Oh, yeah.
You sing too?
Hold on.
Sure.
No, are you joking with me?
No, I'm
You're a good singer?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now the Christmas album.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm no Jordan Mailata.
All right, well, I want you to hear Ruben Amaro. Right. So here's what happens, Al. So before the show, I go to Ruben. I go, Ruben. We want to do, we're giving away the Eagles Christmas album, which is impossible to get right now. It's back ordered, all right? And we played some cuts from it. Mailata and Lane Johnson, they're phenomenal singers, all right? So anyway, Ruben, you have said you sang a little bit.
Yes.
Could you do Feliz Navidad for me?
Oh.
It's a very nice song, Jose Feliciano.
He's always been hesitant to sing, yeah.
So I talked him into it.
Oh,
and
yes.
He went in with Kyle Quinn in the studio, and he recorded it, mm-hmm. All right? And his mom calls in about halfway through the show.
Judy.
And Judy goes, he's a bad singer, all right? Now, here's what we found out. We found out, Al, that he's actually a great singer in Spanish.
Yes.
He's bad in English.
Correct.
I'm going to actually play. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play. It starts in the Spanish thing, and you're going to go, my God, Ruben Amaro can sing. Then I'll let you do a little. I'm stopping the English thing because it's not good.
No.
And Kyle Quinn said that he had to auto-tune the English part, and he could not get it in tune.
Spanish. Why are you doing this to Ruben?
No, I'm doing it to Ruben because I never heard of something where you could sing great in one language and not great in another.
Marcus, he is not making it up. He is
when you
not
run people over, do you run them over with a
no,
bus?
No, I'm not running them over.
Do you do it better in Spanish or English?
I never heard of this. This is weird.
No, you will not believe this when you hear it. This is insane. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here is Ruben Amaro, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Very good. I
love
that.
No, Joe, I got to hear the English part.
I'm laughing because Angelo's dancing.
No,
to
I love it. But then
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Those are all bad notes. And those are auto-tuned. The auto-tuned went out of commission.
That's bizarre.
Al, it's the strangest thing ever.
It's the weird. Because
we're listening to the Spanish part. We're going, wow, he's pretty good.
And then he hits the English part. You go, oh, my God, I think I have an earache. Unbelievable. All right, we are going to go. Let me go back to the phones right now. Ladies and gentlemen, our leader, Jason, for the Dirty 30 is on the line. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo.
What's on your mind, Jason?
Well, of course, you gave me an assignment.
What was the assignment? I don't remember my
assignment. You remember what you told him to do?
I don't.
You told him that he was making your pick for him this week.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You are. Oh, I'm so glad. That's right. You're my picker now because you were right last week and I was wrong. Do you have a
that's
pick
right,
for me?
Angel. I do, Angelo.
All right.
Well, you know, of course, I like the Eagles every week. You know, that's just the sports fan in me, okay?
I know.
So I am going to say that the Eagles are going to win 28-14.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And hopefully, we don't have to listen to that guy, Adrian, with his dumb laugh.
Yeah. All right, listen, Jason, thank you for the pick. Rhea, put me down for 28-14.
All right.
Jason, I have an issue now. It's not with Adrian. I need your help. Could I – I have Lamont, the Cowboy fan, on the line. Would you like to talk to him?
If I have to, Andrew.
All right. Let me get Lamont up here. Hi, Lamont.
Angelo, good morning, Jason.
What do you
good
want?
Morning.
What do you want? I'm not talking
I'm saying,
to you.
Good morning to you, Angelo.
No,
good
Jason's morning, talking to you. Jason, talk to Lamont.
Hey,
I don't want to talk to him.
Good morning, Jason.
It's not a good morning when I have to talk to you, Lamont.
Hey, Jason.
No, listen, okay?
Good morning to you, big guy.
No, just listen, okay? Just enjoy yourself and watch your cowgirls, okay? Because it's not going to be a very Merry Christmas for you.
Oh, okay.
I can guarantee that for you.
All right, Jason.
All right, what do you want to say, Lamont? Jason, just...
Hey, Angelo.
What?
Every time I call you, you have to put people on the phone to go against me. Why?
Because I don't like you.
Only thing I want to say to you, you are a bad parent because your son is a Giant fan. And
all right, that's it.
Fan.
Get rid of him. How dare you?
Parent.
How dare you get... Jason, did you hear that? He called me a bad father.
Oh, listen, okay, I think that you need to be worried about yourself, Lamont.
Jason, you know I love you, man. 28-14 Eagles. And I can't stand Lamont. I really can't.
Hmm.
And the thing is, I know it's going to happen. The Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys on Christmas Eve because that would annoy me a lot because then I'm going to tell you the next month. The next month will be, oh, my God. The Eagles are going to be rusty because they're going to have 2 weeks where the games don't matter. They are already going to have first,
bye.
You know, the bye clinched, and then they're going to have a week off. So it's going to be a month between meaningful games from Christmas Eve till like January, the middle of January before they play a game that matters. And that's like the most annoying time because you don't know what they're going to do after so much time down. So I don't want it to be clinched that soon, but I want to beat the Cowboys. So you do the math.
I can't.
It's hard. It's not good math. All right, Joe, when I'm giving the numbers, could I have a little more Ruben? Don't you love him in Latin?
It really
and
is.
What he's doing
you can feel the music with the Latin.
Can't you? Listen, it's so...
Feliz Navidad.
As soon as he goes English, he loses it.
Feliz Navidad.
I bet he could have gotten some better trades if he did.
I picture him holding the ear things as he's singing in Spanish and swaying.
Yeah, that's what I think. He does sweat.
Yeah.
He's a sweater.
But not in English.
No, not in English.
He's reading the script.
I don't think he's that strong in English. 215-592-9494.
I wish he talked all those other GMs in Spanish.
When we return... Revenge is on the menu again for the Eagles, and I got winners and weasels. WIP Sports Time, 6:36. On a Football Friday from Borgata. Al, I got to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday morning.
Okay.
You open your eyes. You wake up.
That's a good thing.
What's the first thing? It's a good thing. The alternative being a terrible thing.
Yeah.
All right, you wake up, Al. What's the first thought that pops into your head?
First thought.
All right, Marcus Jesus. Hayes, you're disgusting. Marcus Hayes, stop it, Marcus.
Bring the dog out.
Say the dog out.
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
Rhea.
Yeah.
You wait. Your eyes.
Yes.
Your eyes open.
Yes.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
What's the first thing that you think of?
Eagles game day.
Hello, 1 o'clock, and then I look at what time it is, and I count the hours till kickoff.
Yeah, it's around 5 for me, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, but I'm up way before that. No. Al, come on.
Yeah.
Sunday at 1 is so perfect.
I hate
it. Beautiful.
Just Sunday at 1 is fine. It's not going to be a great
Come on.
Day.
But, like, Marcus, will you be up at the Meadowlands?
No, absolutely.
See, yes. Well, he's going to take the drive up. He'll probably
leave,
get up
like,
there early. What time will you leave,
drive.
Marcus?
Oh, no, it's not a bad drive. I mean, I could leave at 10 and get there by 11:30.
But you wouldn't do that. You would face traffic.
Yeah, I got a back way.
He's got a back way. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so it's exciting. No matter what, Al, whatever the standings are, it's fun when you face a division rival.
Division, yeah.
It's really cool.
They
and
got a coach that's really got the team going good.
Absolutely.
Some excitement.
But there's added intrigue here, including some that we helped the Eagles to understand. We did. Mm-hmm. This show did. But let me start with the obvious revenge factor, and that is Bradberry. Bradberry, Al, was on the Giants,
yep,
and he was very good for them.
He's very good.
And they could not afford to keep him.
Previous regime did not
even
do well.
Even though he was their best corner. So they cut him.
Oh.
Swooping in was Howie. Somehow, I don't know. I don't know anything about how they crunch numbers or do stuff. But how Howie, with a playoff team, was able to fit this guy under the cap. But the Giants, who have stunk for years, could not fit him on the cap. They had to get rid of him. Howie swooped in and got him. Al, do you think Bradberry wants to play well Sunday?
Oh, absolutely.
I would think he'd really want that, right? Hey, this is the thing. It happened last week with A.J. Brown, and all week he did not play into it.
Mm-hmm.
Then as soon as he had the big game, he went, this one was circled on my calendar. All right, here is Bradberry before his revenge game.
So really I've just been focused on playing for the Eagles. I really haven't been worried about the Giants. But I am excited to go out there and play a divisional game and compete and hopefully get a win.
No, you want to beat the old team that got rid of you, even though it was extenuating circumstances. Rhea, that's human nature, right?
It is. But remember, we interviewed him at training camp. He is incredibly stoic.
Oh, like, no, he just, was. But deep down, I don't care what they say. It's what they feel.
Sure. No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind that he wants to, you know, pick off Daniel Jones a couple times.
Marcus?
You know, I was at the Eagles on Wednesday, and there was a writer from New York asking him those sorts of questions, and there was a response that indicated that he would take some satisfaction for beating the team. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't real. Yeah, as you said, Rhea is pretty stoic, but and he was, you know, he held court for like 15 minutes, you know. But the New York writer, stayed back and seemed to have a relationship with him and got a little bit more out of him, I guess. I thought that's what he was saying the whole time.
Right.
But, yeah, I overheard that walking past to do something else. You know, he's like, of course, you know, you always want to beat your old team, that sort of thing. But, yeah, it wasn't like Darius Slay would have said about Detroit.
All right. But let me get to this juicy stuff.
Because
this, to me, is juicier.
Okay.
Now, one of the great slights in the career of Jalen Hurts was being removed at halftime of a championship game by Alabama and being replaced by Tua went on to beat Georgia and they won the championship in overtime.
Yep.
All right. Do you think, you know who the offensive coordinator was on that team?
Dable.
Brian Dable.
Yeah.
Brian Dable had a big say in benching Hurts in one of the biggest moments of his career. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's bothering Hurts at all? Oh, come on, Al. He's a human being.
I mean, when I think of Alabama, I mean, I know Dable's terrific, but there's one guy.
All right, hold on. I shouldn't have gone to you. My mistake was you.
Al, I will say this, though. You don't think the offensive coordinator is talking to Nick Saban saying we probably have a better chance.
Yeah, I think he's agreeing with Saban, yeah.
All right, anyway, let me go through this. Rhea, I need you on this.
Yes,
Al's horrible with this
I'm
stuff.
Here.
He never assigns ulterior motives. So here we go. Here's Hurts talking about Dable.
Coach Dable, he's a very energetic coach, very passionate coach. I spent a year with him at Alabama, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I'm excited to see him having the success he's having now.
He gives you nothing.
Nothing.
He did not say.
All right, let me try the other one.
Yeah.
Let me try Dable on Hurts.
Mm-hmm. He's as competitive and mentally tough as I've ever been around. He's a great teammate. You know, unfortunately, we have to play them twice a year. I'm very happy for the success that he's had. Nothing rattles him. He doesn't get rattled. So he got this happened. He don't worry about all that stuff. He just focuses on what he needs to focus on. The short time I was around him, I haven't been around him for 5 years or whatever it is, but just as a young college person, you have a great appreciation for his mental toughness, his competitive stamina, and his leadership.
Wow.
And that's why I benched him.
Wow.
I got to say, Jalen Hurts did not sound excited to face back.
No. So we got Kelce on.
Okay.
And I'm talking about the Bradbury revenge and this other stuff. Kelce knew none of this. I had to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's that exchange.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. But, again, whenever you have these former relationships, the games always mean a little bit more. When we played Andy Reid the first time back around when he was coming back to Philadelphia in Kansas City his first year, that was a meaningful game for everybody involved in it. But this game is too hard. It's too detail-oriented for you to be worrying about a lot of that other stuff, especially at the quarterback position.
I would love to believe that after the game, in a rare moment of personal revelation, that Hurts will say, I did want to get Dable back.
Hmm.
But he probably won't.
No. That guy never says the wrong thing. He never does.
He never says much of anything, really.
No.
But that's okay. He's 11-1.
Yep.
Let's go to Jed. She's going to New York. Hi, Jed. Jed, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing? Are you going up there Sunday?
I am going to the game on Sunday.
Nice.
Right, how did you get those tickets?
I accidentally pocket bought them.
You what?
Bought them. I had them up. I was looking at them. I put my phone in my pocket, and my credit card was charged for the tickets.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, Jed, how much did it cost?
Actually, less than what I can sell them for now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so who you going up with?
I'm taking my family as their Christmas gift again.
Oh, how many people?
It would be four total.
Cha-ching. All right, what are you feeling, Jed? Are you going to yell and scream for the birds?
I am going to yell until my voice goes.
All right, and do you think that Hurts is going to have a special game because he wants to beat the guy, the coach that benched him?
I think Hurts is going to have a phenomenal game.
All right. Do you have a prediction on the final score?
I think we're going to go 35-14.
Wow.
All right. Will you do an Eagles cheer in enemy territory?
Absolutely.
You will do it. You will, right in the face of the Giants fan, you and your family. Do you have somebody with you that could defend you if something happened?
Yeah, my son is 6'2", so he'll take care of anything that happens.
Look at that. Mama's proud. Mama's raised a tough kid. I love it. Jen, bring us home a win, please.
Absolutely.
I love it. Jed, good luck out there. Let's go next to Greg in Atlanta. Hi, Greg. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing great, Greg. We're 11-1. How do you think we're doing?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I was thinking a little bit. I want to bring a contrast between the Phillies and the Eagles versus the Flyers and the Sixers. And
good.
You kind of nurture this a little bit, Angelo, because whether we're in Philly, Atlanta, wherever we are around the country, when we go to games, we all feel like family. And that's a little bit special. That's what I heard from Trey Turner yesterday. So I think about the ownership of the Eagles and the Phillies. And they've built a culture that comes through the TV when you watch when you watch the Phillies. And you compare that, Jeff Lurie, the same thing, where the players speak about a culture that seems really special, you know? And you compare that to the Sixers with Josh Harris and the Flyers with whoever the owner is. They don't have that. So I'm wondering, is it the culture comes first and then the winning, or the winning comes first and then the culture? But it's certainly a super situation.
Greg, let me stop you here because I'm pushing up against the break here. I got to give away to Zuizos. You are totally on topic for what I wanted to talk about after Mike Lombardi today, and that's how big a deal it is to have owners who are committed to winning and why our winter teams are not doing what our summer and fall teams are doing. It's such a difference. And my hope is to get Al Morganti, who knows the inner workings of Comcast and the Flyers better than anyone, so he could contrast it. Because, Al, you know the difference. You know what it was like with Ed Snyder. And what it's like now. And if you don't have owners that are completely connected to their community and committed to winning, what happens to the winter teams keeps happening. And you're seeing the opposite of that with the Eagles and the Phillies. Thank you, Greg. Great call. I appreciate that. He's right on point. We'll do a lot more with that coming up. I want to give you Widders and Weasels. Rhea, if you could get back there, could you tell us what we're playing for in a minute? And right. I will give them out. All right, my winner of the week, Al. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to go. I might lose quickly on this. I know that Marcus Hayes would rule against me. But the judge for winner is Rhea Hughes. And my winner is the man who pulled $300 million out of his pocket. And it was acknowledged by Dave Dabrowski yesterday. My winner is John Middleton.
Of course, thank you for the person that makes this most responsible happen and for doing what we're doing in our organization and supporting us every step of the way. Is our main person and individual from an ownership perspective is John Middleton. John, thank you very much.
John, thank you very much. $300 million. Cha-ching. So he's my winner out. There are other great choices there just in the Phillies family. I picked out Middleton because he put the money up. Weasel of the week. I am so Al, I'm still really steamed about this.
Who is it?
ESPN. I didn't even know they had an analytics department.
Yeah.
Let alone that these nerds got together and they crunched numbers and they went, wow, the Cowboys have a much better chance to go to the Super Bowl than the Eagles do.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have a 50-50 shot to go to the Super Bowl. And by the way, there's no numbers I have found from anyone. All my email people. Nobody has numbers that indicate that. They just found numbers.
Even Ross said 30%. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
It's bizarre. Yeah. Here is Mike Green on ESPN's Get Up morning show talking about what they discovered.
The Dallas Cowboys have the highest chance of any team in the entire National Football League to make the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. They now have a 50-50 shot to get there and a 31% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is according
Greeny.
To Power Index.
Bogus. You understand, Al? That's totally bogus.
I cannot.
It's not. It's
I don't
not
know what kind
quantifiable.
Of
s-
no,
I'm not a mathematician. No, 50% chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they have better chance than anyone to win it.
I would just go to the betting guides.
Oh, Al, what I would give to see Houston beat them. You know Houston what? Is a 17.5 point underdog. Wouldn't you love to see that?
You know what that is?
What?
Hurts hate.
I don't know.
That's the only reason. Like,
there's something
no
wrong. Something's wrong there. ESPN is my Weasel of the Week. Winner of the Week, Middleton. Weasel of the Week, ESPN. When we return, Mike Lombardi. Jump on board, 215-592-9494. Rhea, what are the prizes
today?
The
prizes are a $50 Visa gift card, pair of three-day general admission passes to the Tidal Wave Music Festival, Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn. That is in Atlantic City, August 11th through the 13th. Eagles T-shirt, winter knit hat prize pack. 4-pack of tickets to the Tinseltown Holiday Spectacular at the fairgrounds at the Greater Philadelphia Expo and Oaks. And a pair of tickets. This is pretty awesome. I've seen it. New Year's Eve fireworks on the Battleship, New Jersey on December 31st. Obviously.
That's a lot of fun stuff to do. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 656. Oh, let me tell you right now about my friends, Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. We talk about heroes. You know, Trey Turner's in town now, another sports hero. You know who the real heroes are? The heroes are the people that when you are in desperate straits, when you can't pay your bills, when you got injured on the job, the heroes are people like the law firm Pond Lee Hockey Giordano because they know how to get you the justice you deserve. And they will do it for you. I've known Sam Pond forever. And Sam Pond, the minute you meet him, you say, right, just the way he walks in. He's a hero. He's a winner. And that's the kind of guy you want defending you and what you need, which is your disability benefits, your workers' comp case. You need great lawyers who are experts when it comes to that. And that's Pond Lee Hockey, the most successful workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. Once you talk to them, once you tell them your story, they're going to sit down, take that information, channel your passion, and win for you. That's all you can ask. The number is 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleehockey.com.
Brought to you by Bell Beverage, Trey Turner will be on the WIP morning show at 9 a.m. following his official introduction to the city after inking an 11-year, $300 million deal with the Phillies. 11-1 Eagles at the 7-4-1 Giants Sunday, 1 p.m. Saquon Barkley's production has dipped over the past three games with the Giants. Now he's been added to the injury report with a neck issue. WFAN's Tiki Barber, a former Giant, is very impressed with Jalen Hurts and the offense.
Jalen Hurts is getting really good. You watch his last couple of games, like the things he does, like the things he sees, and they run the heck out of the football, obviously, because he helps with the run game. And then Miles Sanders is good. But A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, how do you stop either or both of them, right? You just can't.
Just off I-95 near the sports complex, Bell Beverage is your game day choice for beer, soda, water, and all your tailgating needs. Online, bellbeverage.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, sunny, a high of 47. It is currently 37. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.